T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and twitching and motivated every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Mosco, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, the last day of November. Wow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That seems wrong. We need more time in November. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rose.
U.S. 1, Iran 0, game over. USA, USA. That's a big game, man. When I spoke to the coach and the players, I said, you can do this. They went, they did it. God love them. Anyway, just thought you might want to hear.
That's Joe jumping back on to let everyone know the USA, U.S. over Iran, 1-0. And thanks to you, Brandon Pryor, for your great contribution.
We're going to the Netherlands. We're opening up a can of whoop ass. I guarantee the Netherlands in trouble. hey, Tyler, my man 12, we going on. Hey, I want Spain. I want Spain. I want Brazil. I want Germany. I want France. Oh, they got that boy Mbappe over there in France. He ain't no joke. But we're going to beat the Netherlands.
That's Charles Barkley giving you his World Cup take.
Soccer expert.
And it's interesting because France is on right now. Mbappe not playing because, of course, they've already won the group. So they need to rest him. So that's danger for all others. Layla Wednesday! Yes! And we got Lawrence Holmes in the house! And Dan Bernstein's here.
Boo this man! Boo!
What is that for?
Hey, Layla. Hey, Lawrence.
Hello.
Hello.
You got Sandman in there
from the Apollo.
Boo this
man. And you have Boo this man from
Half Baked.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Because he was addicted to weed, and the rest of the people in there, including Bob Saget. I think it was one of the first times where in public Bob Saget was blue.
The late Bob Saget, I believe.
Yes.
Yep.
But it was like one of those. It was like, he
told, like,
playing against type,
yes.
Against sitcom dad type.
Yes, because he was talking about
jokes,
and he was saying what he would do for crack.
Oh, sitcom dad type and America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yes. And he actually was some of his jokes are the actual comedy stuff is just great. I mean, that paid for a bunch of extra houses doing the sitcom dad stuff and the America's Funniest Home Videos. It's pretty funny. Comic, as they say. That's usually what they say about somebody you don't really know is funny. Like they always said it about Richard Belzer, and I never found it particularly funny, but they say comic. It's like the people in comedy know how funny he actually is when he's not doing Law and Order. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask a soccer tactical question
of
you, Coach Mulligan?
Please.
When you're out shooting your opponent like 20-0 early,
yes.
You're getting every shot you want.
Mm.
You're just dominating them. There's nothing. You're faster than they are. There's nothing. And then you get your goal, And then all you do is let them have possession for another hour and a half?
You go into a shell.
What are you doing? Yeah. I had prevent defense only prevents winning. That's what nobody's talking about.
You were on the air. So
I was not for the second half.
So were you yelling?
I'm just thinking
at the TV?
You were peppering them. You could have won that game 5-0.
That is called parking the bus, Dan.
I don't like it.
No.
Drive home safely.
No.
Beep beep. Start the buses.
The problem with that game was that if Iran had scored a goal, the U.S. would have been
eliminated. So get three more goals.
Yeah. And Dustin, God bless him, he had the U.S. winning 2-0 with one goal by Christian Pulisic at 30-1 or 35-1.
Seems reasonable.
And it was 1-0. And they had the second goal.
And then
but
when they negated
offside,
the second goal, a lot of people lost some money.
Including Dustin.
Yeah.
So there was anger and bad will. It is
someone
just
being angry at FIFA? I don't.
Well,
that's not a thing.
They're just.
But seriously, I know that.
No, they won.
But what are you doing?
The idea is. And I believe the coach said that they showed, you know, a lot of creativity in the first half and then tenacity in the second half. I feel free to continue to play and to, you know, that's the problem with this team is they can't score. I mean, it's a real problem. And that was the issue when you had to win. And they did face an elimination game. If they hadn't won the game, they weren't going to get through. Hard to win when you don't score. Score has learned. So you got to figure out a way to get goals. But that's a really –
But they were chances every time.
We can argue
time.
About the tactics, but at this point we're kind of celebrating the victory, and then maybe tomorrow we should have a tactical discussion. But you're right. That is a tried-and-true formula of parking the bus and trying to go into a defensive shell.
Well, I'm not here tomorrow, and I got issues with those corner kicks and set pieces, sir.
Look at you. You need to score on set pieces.
Wow.
The majority of goals in a World Cup are scored
are
5 minutes before time, before the half, 5 minutes after, and then the 5 minutes remaining. So that's when you need to really take advantage of those opportunities. And set pieces are huge.
Is
in
it,
a team that struggles
Is that because of
score,
tired legs?
Maybe at the end of the half and the end of the game, but I think it's part of it is tactics too. I mean, the U.S. could have been penalized with a penalty kick.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, and it would have been a horrible call, but there were some horrible calls in that game. So it was worrisome that you let it go as late as you did.
Can I tell you guys the joke we used to make when I would have to physically shoot highlights of soccer all the time. Especially
you shot them yourself.
UT, yeah. I shot every day for 7 years. So we're shooting highlights of a soccer game, and we stand on a parking garage because it gave us the best angle of, essentially, you know, the all-22, so to speak. So we're shooting this angle of the soccer game. And occasionally, it would be 100 degrees out because they play in September. We're frying on the top of this parking garage. We're all melting. And we'd be like, oh, yes, a goal. We can finally get some highlights and maybe, go back inside. And then it'd be offsides, and my buddy would always go, attempt at entertainment on the offense. Too exciting.
Yeah.
Replay down.
Is that the way you felt yesterday after that goal was
frustrating.
Waved off?
I mean, it's just part of the game, but
yeah.
Mully's right. Those corners and set pieces are the way that's what's giving you the highest chance to score a goal.
Right.
And if you don't get what you need on those, that's real bad. And they've only had 2 goals in 3 games, so here we are.
They've only given up one, and it was on a peno. So, I mean, they've actually played pretty well, other than, for whatever reason, fouling Gareth Bale in the penalty area. That was a dumb mistake. And they took that guy off. They did not start him yesterday, but they brought him on as a sub when they were bringing in defenders, as you say, Dan, in order to try to think they were attempting to lose or draw. But they weren't attempting to win at that point.
It's just maddening to me. It
but
really,
you can't
really
do
is.
That next. I mean, they won't be able to do that because these games now
against good teams.
Well, no, now you go to penalty kicks.
There's no ties. That's right.
There are no draws anymore after the first round. There's still games going on in the.
But there still will be 27 minutes of stoppage time at the end.
I mean, that's outrageous.
Maybe.
That is the dumbest thing. I've never seen anything like that.
I've never seen it this high.
It is so crazy.
9 minutes, and I want to say in the Senegal match, it was 10 minutes of stoppage time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
21 in one game, right? Wasn't it 21?
When you are allowing the like one man to be the scorekeeper as well as the you know, the guy that arbitrates the game, so the referee keeps it on his watch. This is, you know, come up with a clock or something. I want to know exactly how much time is left. When you're sweating out the last 9 minutes and it gets to 10, you get a little blue.
Well, if you're coaching, if you are trying to figure out, maybe you've got a guy who's nursing an injury who you're trying to just squeeze a certain amount of minutes out of in a given matchup, how can the coaches do their jobs without knowing exactly how much time is left in a game?
It's a real problem. They got to figure that out.
I don't know if they do or not.
Or not.
I don't know. I mean, listen, this whole World Cup, we talked about it. This is so much fun, and I'm really enjoying it. But what the hell's it doing in the middle of November? Why are we heading to December with a World Cup? We know why. Why is it there? Why put it there?
You know why? Because it bribes.
I know, but that is the single worst team I've ever seen in a World Cup, Qatar. And I don't know why no one is saying that on these broadcasts. Probably because they're exactly.
They'll get beheaded.
But they're just God. They were terrible. They were like, I mean, that was a joke. That was like I've been on some bar league teams that could beat that group. They were terrible. Joke.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get them.
Go Bears.
Saturday.
Bears. Bears on Saturday?
Bears are on a Saturday.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will not be in this state to
really
watch that
look
game.
At you.
Back to LA.
Texas. Fam is across the country from me and each other. Real fun with flight prices.
Do you send gifts like separately or do you bring them with you?
No, I send them.
Yeah.
I send them. Because you never know what's going to set off an X-ray.
There you go.
I think you won the Thanksgiving picture competition, though.
The fest in June for Thanksgiving was so good.
God, that looked good.
Dad always makes like American and Persian food for Thanksgiving, so it's excellent.
What's your favorite?
The fest in June, probably. Oh. I mean, like for traditional dishes.
What is that?
Cornbread dressing.
What is fest
not in inside
What's
the
fest
bird.
In June?
Fest in June is a pomegranate and walnut like sauce with chicken. My dad puts carrot in it to make it a little lighter and a little more like tart because it's a very like heavy fall type of dish. And then you serve it over basmati rice.
Oh, that sounds great.
Saffron. It's pretty good. And it takes a long time to cook because most good things like that do. So it just like stews in a pot for a while, softens. But it tastes like fall to me.
That sounds awesome.
I've had
and
a version of it.
Dressing I make like.
I've had it in a tagine as well.
Like, yeah, that's fancy.
The Moroccan style tagine where they sort of open it in front of you. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, a big stew pot, however you get from point A to B. And then, yeah, my grandmother's cornbread dressing was always like a note card at 3x5 that you'd like copy. I don't have an electric skillet because it's not 1978, but it worked out okay.
In my culture, they basically just boil everything, right? Boil the breakfast early. Let's just boil everything.
Did anybody get food poisoning? No, they did not.
Yeah, but whoever came up with that way of cooking?
I learned about this in Ireland on the food tour, the guided food tour of Galway that we took. And it began with our tour guide explaining why that is and explaining why it has taken generations.
Yeah.
The honest answer that we got was the
you didn't get real meat, you got the remnants of everything that
was,
the Brits dropped on the way as they were taking everything out of the damn country.
Colonizers.
It was explained to us that the Catholicism that was practiced made eating, the pleasure of eating was considered guilty. That the idea was to eat food as sustenance and then get back to chores and prayers, and they would see these lavish the way the Italians would eat or the Spaniards would eat, and they thought that was prideful and indulgent.
I got to add something else to my Catholic guilt.
Yes,
that if you're not an Irish Catholic,
you're not filled up enough.
But that was that is essentially it's been moving away from the idea that the joy of eating was somehow close
the
to
the joy
sinful.
Of everything is sinful.
Way to explain Western culture.
Yeah. Well, joy.
That exactly. Seems like a just key point we should have learned earlier.
But that's how it was. But actually, the good news is that there is a very very energetic and proud food culture now in Ireland. using local ingredients and trying to actively move away from that. And,
you just got to go on a food tour to find it.
Well, they did. They brought us in some back doors, down some back alleys, into some kitchens. They did.
Here's where they keep the spices.
It felt kind of secretive in that way a couple times.
One of my favorite moments in Ireland is we were going, I forget where we were going, and I like pulled over and asked for directions, and the guy looked at me and he said, well, if I was going there, I wouldn't start here. Wait, isn't that awesome?
That's great.
Okay, well, never mind then.
That's great.
That's one of those lines that's going to stay with you for months and years.
Yeah, that sounds like one of those lawyer jokes where the people get lost and they're in a hot air balloon and they're floating away, and they finally yell to somebody on the ground. I said, where are we? And the guy on the ground says, you're in a hot air balloon. I said, that guy has to be a lawyer. So he said, what he told us was absolutely correct, but it does us no damn bit good.
It's like that question, do you know where you were when you lost it? No, if I knew where I was when I lost it, then it wouldn't be lost.
Exactly.
That's got to be a metaphor for our career.
I'm not
somehow
looking forward to the injury list today.
The injury list is like everyone.
That's going to really bother my weekend.
Mully, I was thinking about it. I wrote it down as something that at some point that Dan and I can get to. But when you really think about this, Justin Fields has saved us from months of just crap.
Torture. Yes. He's been so worth looking at, watching, entertaining you.
But that's the part about this season that is by design. I mean, he's here for that reason. He was drafted for that purpose. He was there to be the centerpiece of everything that you did. And if he weren't there, they might
be like
it would
a
be
Jets
a different
game.
Team. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a different emphasis.
So it would just be it would have been such a drag to watch those games without him, and you're seeing it. And now, like what Dan had been pointing to at the beginning of the season, saying, just you wait until we get to week 13 and the attrition hits team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now the attrition has hit the team, and you're like, going into Sunday's game, there wasn't really any player that I felt compelled to watch on the Bears.
Yeah.
Because Fields wasn't there, Brisker wasn't there, Gordon wasn't there. They traded Roquan. So there's no one that I'm like, I have to watch this play, except for maybe
Tevin Jenkins.
Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
And early on, I thought they did a good job of like getting him the ball or trying to, run nines and we'll figure out something.
Yeah, I think we talked about that on the pregame show. Like, what are you looking for here? And I think we settled on, can the defensive line get a sack? Like, little things like who's playing where and how are you going to – it's very difficult. Will the special teams make another error? It's how many returns can you give up consecutively? It's just a very frustrating type of situation without Fields. He's just been so worth the price of admission.
These are the games that where you put in the work. Like, these are the games, at least for us, where you say you're looking at scheme. Like, I was looking at, all right, so is it really Justin Fields' responsibility to pick up the edge rusher, or is that the offensive line? Got my answer.
You got an answer. There are two different interpretations of that. You got an answer.
Talk about the Larry Borum play.
We need that stuff.
Yeah.
We need those answers. And then also, what is the scheme for getting wide receivers more targets and getting them open?
Right.
I need to know these things.
Well, it's why I asked Patrick Manley what I did yesterday about Eberflus's comments regarding this. No matter what's going on right now, this is a first-year coaching staff, first-time general manager, about culture and about establishing standards.
Right.
No matter who's in uniform, and Manley said it really is important with all of these completely forgettable players on the field, that what does matter is Eberflus maintaining that even keel and making sure that he is instilling. We can be in the depths of Bears.
Of course, he'll
Bears
be here
despair.
When they're good,
right?
In theory, so
right.
Of course, that's, it matters. He plans to be talking in the same tone, the same point of emphasis when they are actually competitive. He has to sound like that now.
And that's what I've been thinking about all of this silliness that they're going through with Justin Fields and the injury report and all of that. And with any of they've got to practice not saying stuff.
Right.
You know, they've got to go through their they've got to know their protocols.
They can't be bored by this season.
No, they don't have.
They're not.
It's their damn job,
so,
man.
Yes, it's their job. So you don't look at it that way if you're anybody out there. So yeah, that's why I think he. What he said on Monday, I thought, was very telling and interesting, and the way he has to sound.
It's just hard to you don't tune in to watch that. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't watch someone general manage through a teardown year. You don't really watch. That's not part of the entertainment. We observe it because it's our jobs to observe it and watch what they're doing. But and when all of a sudden there's play by play guy and there's color guy and here it goes and they run on the field, then
for a fan to invest 3 hours of that. Is asking a ton.
And now you know why White Sox fans are tired.
Yeah, imagine if you're paying $250 to sit in a suite.
Exactly.
For that product.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
What have ye today?
On this Wednesday, we are going to talk to Adam Hogue at 10:40, Mike Florio at 11, Adam Amin at 1 o'clock. We've got Bulls stuff. We have a lot of White Sox stuff. I've got some really interesting Bulls statistical answers that explain what's going on. The numbers tell you some Bulls stories. And the same goes for the White Sox. The Zips projections on Fangraphs are out. The Zips projections for the White Sox are done and published.
How can they when they don't have a team?
Well, they've
their
got
teams on the field
after the Clevenger addition
with their field coordinator,
and they've
who
actually
isn't a hitting coach. He's kind of a hitting coach,
right?
Yeah.
Who likes the bunt?
How many home runs does Correa hit for the Cubs?
Let's do it. Let's go there.
Why do they talk about bunting? Don't mention bunting.
Don't ever mention it.
Those are outs. Don't make outs. Hit the ball over the fence as often as possible.
And their first base coach.
Oh. Have a great show.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.